People who put up signs and posters around town feel like they have the right to do it. For one thing, there can be a free speech argument. But municipal governments feel like they have a pretty solid argument for why they need to regulate signs. For one thing, they want to keep a community looking nice. One case pits a small religious group against the suburban town of Gilbert, Arizona. It's before the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Sign regulation is a thorn in the side of local governments. They get sued over these rules all the time. And the lower courts are divided over what constitutional standard to use in evaluating these regulations. Today's case gives the Supreme Court the opportunity to resolve that question.
From the standpoint of local governments across the United States, it is one of the most important cases to come before the court.
William Brinton is an authority on sign regulation for local governments and filed a brief in this case on behalf of municipal governments.
In your own neighborhood, if you were to drive down the street and be faced with all sorts of sign clutter, it would be distracting, it would be ugly, it would probably degrade property values. So almost all communities across the country have some sort of sign regulations where they try to protect those interests.
Enter Pastor Clyde Reed and his tiny congregation of 25 to 30 people. For 7 years, they've been battling the Gilbert Town Fathers over the signs the pastor posts directing people to weekly services at his Good News Community Church. The church has no permanent home, so it moves around a good deal. The town maintains that the signs fall into the category of temporary directional signs for events, which are limited to 6 feet square and can be posted just 12 hours before the event and must be removed afterwards. Pastor Reed counters that since other non-commercial signs, political signs, ideological signs, can be bigger and stay up longer, the town is discriminating against him and violating his free speech rights.
The easy answer is treat signs all the same.
David Cortman of the Alliance Defending Freedom is Pastor Reed's lawyer. He'll tell the Supreme Court today that the town of Gilbert, by dividing regulations for non-commercial signs into categories, political, ideological, and event signs, the town is regulating speech based on its content, and that, he says, is prohibited by the Constitution. For example, is Pastor Reed's Sunday church service sign just a directional sign? During the course of this litigation, the words on the signs were changed to invite people to church services, not just direct them there. Again, lawyer Cortman.
We believe it is an ideological sign. We believe it's also religious. We believe it's also directional.
Not so, says the town's lawyer, Philip Saverin.
It's not about religious speech. There is one rule for everybody. And if you want to have a directional sign to an event, then the same rule applies.
Lawyer Cortman says the only constitutional solution is for the town to make the sign rules apply uniformly to everyone. And he says there are plenty of ways to do that and protect the local community from clutter and traffic safety problems.
You could say first come, first serve. You could say, for example, you can put up, a total of whatever, 30 signs, 20 signs. You could limit it to, 60 days at a time, but only three per block. And you could be as creative as you could be, as long as you're not looking at what the sign says to make those distinctions.
Any regulation based on the purpose of the sign would violate the Constitution, he maintains. And he'll urge the Supreme Court to set a standard requiring the strictest scrutiny of sign regulations. Lawyers for municipalities say if that standard is applied, sign regulations will fail. Because, as lawyer Saverin puts it,
it's not one size fits all when it comes to signs.
Saverin will urge the justices to adopt a standard for signs that allows for some leeway in regulating them.
There really needs to be some flexibility built into it so that you're looking to see whether the government is suppressing or favoring certain ideas or certain types of speech. And that's what the First Amendment is intended to guard against.
Any standard stricter than that, he maintains, will make it practically impossible to regulate signs in a rational way. A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.